All I wanted to say before giving the floor to the minister is thank you to all of you for allowing us to build this platform, and thank you for allowing us to carry the flag of Greek sweeping and global sweeping in America, and especially among the investment community. So thank you for enabling us to do that. And without any further delay, let's ask the Minister of Shipping, Mr. Varvitsiotis, to come to the podium and talk to us about Greece and Greek shipping being a global force. And by the way, you can all applaud Mr. Varvitsiotis coming to the podium. We are waiting for you to join us in New York on March 20, when we have our big shipping conference in New York. And maybe Mr. Varvitsiotis will also join us, if not in March, in December of this year. Thank
you. Well, dear Nikos, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be among you today. It's a great pleasure to be among such a distinguished audience, an audience that makes us very proud, because Greek shipping is the success story of Greece. And although the country has suffered numerous problems the last years, and although the country has suffered one major crisis, we are very happy and proud to say that all the scenarios that 18 months ago were alive and vivid about Greece exiting the Eurozone, Greece exiting the European Union, has now been transformed in scenarios of recovery, of Greece making substantial and taking substantial steps forward to making its financial system much better, its finances and its budget for the first time after decades to have a primary surplus, and Greece now not being with a foot out of Europe, but definitely being the and holding the presidency of the European Council of European Union. This is the success story of Greece. But Greek shipping in all this story has significantly contributed. Greek shipping now represents more than 40% of the European shipping and represents one of the biggest powers, shipping powers worldwide. For Greece, it represents more than 7 billion contribution to the GDP, and more than 165 jobs directly, and another 500,000 indirectly. Therefore, representing more than 7% of the GDP in bad times, and more than 13% of the GDP in good times of shipping. And we know that in the last year, Greek ship owners have made substantial initiatives, and actually more than 25% of the world's acquisitions and new orders have been placed and have been delivered in Greek hands. Therefore, positioning themselves as world leaders for the years to come. What makes shipping important and can become a paradigm for the rest of the Greek economy is the competitiveness. What we lack in the Greek economy is definitely the competitiveness, because we always have in mind how the state is going to involve in the economy and not otherwise, how we are going to elevate all the impediments posed by the state to the economy. Therefore, we have to draw conclusions from the shipping sector and understand and realize what makes Greek shipping so successful is that actually that Greek shipping is competing worldwide in an open competition, in a transparent way, with other international players in the international markets that only want to see results. So, drawing from the past and from the importance that the shipping had always had for Greek history, from the times of Thucydides, when he described and he talked about the great state of the sea, to the shipmasters of the Palingenesia struggle for liberty in the early 19th century, till now, and in the post-war World War economy, that shipping represented for Greece the only area that reconstruction has been rapid and the income for the Greek people has been vivid. As I told you, what we have to draw as politicians, first of all, but as a society as a whole, is to incorporate all these notions that now are the vivid memory and the actual practice of the shipping sector, to do them in the country, to put them in the country. And in order to do that, we have to understand three things. First of all, that we have to rely to our personnel, either in the office or in the ship. And therefore, we have to make them more competitive. And I want to say that regarding the seafarers, the last months we have put an extreme effort together with the Union of Seafarers and the Union of Ship Owners in order to make Greek seafarers more competitive. Now, it's easier to employ one cadet in ships that they don't carry the Greek flag. It's more easy to employ one officer, and it's going to be delivered very soon. It's going to be very easy to employ one officer in one of the ships that don't carry the Greek flag, but still his service is going to be accounted for his promotion. Things that have been for years being discussed have been solved in order to promote the competitiveness of our seafarers. Also, together with the Union of Ship Owners and with the generous sponsoring of the Union of Ship Owners and the Evgenidis Foundation, we are upgrading all the national schools for seafarers, all the academies of the officers, and still we are ready to open our market to the private education, which we found to be of an extreme importance. It's crazy in Piraeus to have schools that give diplomas of the Malta and the Cypriot flag to Greeks, and we don't have private schools to give Greek diplomas. Furthermore, we keep all the framework of the shipping business as it has been since 1952. Although there is the generous contribution of the shipping community through the voluntary contribution to the budget, we still keep the framework intact in order to understand and to realize that Greek shipping has to keep the status as it has been for all these years, apart from the contribution that is going to last for 3 or 4 years to come, in order to show that the Greek shipping community understands and bears one of the burdens of the Greek budget that all the rest of the Greek economy and society have carried so far. Furthermore, I think that for us and for Greece as a whole, when we are under attack from any European player that we can't deliver, we have, and we are doing, we are promoting shipping and the competitiveness of shipping in order to show to our partners that Greeks can deliver when they really have the right framework. And I've seen, being the president of the Council of the European Union that has to do with shipping, and I have seen sometimes also jealousy from some of my colleagues for the success story of the Greek shipping and also the success story of the Greek ports of the later years. Within the Greek presidency, which is one of the priorities that we have put forward, we have included the shipping and sea policy as one of the cornerstones of our presidency. Because if it wasn't for Greece to promote the accomplishment of the European shipping and Greek shipping as a whole, there wouldn't be any other country to put in the agenda the shipping sector. And what we always say is that any regional measures imposed or introduced by the European Union are not going to harm only Greek shipping, but are going to harm European shipping as a whole. And any provisions taken by various countries or by the European Commission that are directed in order to high tax, to elevate and change the tax system of the shipping, is not going to harm only the country that is going to impose these measures, but is going to harm the whole of European Union. Therefore, in any directive that is under preparation within the framework of European Union, and in any initiative that is taken by the various general directives, we propose one motto: that we shouldn't do and we shouldn't introduce any regional measures, and second, that any measures that have to do with the protection of the environment have to be in cooperation and collaboration with the IMO. IMO ensures that any regulation will be universally applied and therefore will keep the competitiveness of European shipping and European ports. Furthermore, we are ready to promote the new policy for blue growth. Blue growth for European Union is a cornerstone of our future, because first of all, we believe that we can, by 2020, increase the employment in the sea by 1.5 million works, and we can see multiple advantages for all our coastal countries that represent the greatest part of our population. When we are going to hold the Council, the European Council in May in Athens, we are going to finalize the midterm review of our sea policy, and definitely we are going to introduce new measures for the blue growth. Furthermore, we are going to call the General Secretary of IMO, and I'm very glad that Mr. Mitropoulos, that has served as General Secretary, is among us today, in order to bring the Ministry, the Council of Ministers and the IMO closer, because we believe in this cooperation. Furthermore, we are introducing a new port policy. Until now, our ports have been viewed as part of the internal market. We were seeing out our ports how to serve our needs as a nation. The last years, this policy has changed. After the success story of Piraeus and its cooperation with Costco, that has brought Piraeus from the lower levels of European ports to the leading ports of Europe. We want to explore and we want to invest in our ports in order to facilitate more the European commerce. We have already agreed with COSCO for an expansion of its investment by a quarter of a billion euros. And this has been under great scrutiny from the European Commission, but we are still fighting in order to overcome all the obstacles posed by DG Comp, the competition agency of the European Union. On Wednesday, we are going to go to the Parliament and we are going to pass through the Parliament the expression of interest for the sale of the majority of shares of the Port Authority of Piraeus. We believe that by attracting direct foreign investment to our ports, we are going to increase the synergies, we are going to increase investments, and we are going to meet also the financial target posed by that has been put forward by Troika in order to accumulate more than 450 million euros from the exploitation of our ports for 2014. And we believe, and I believe, that it's much more important to keep, not to increase the taxes, but to use the property and the shares that the Greek state owns in order to meet the financial targets. I don't think that the economy can bury any more taxes. I think that the economy needs international investments and fresh money from international investors in order to be rejuvenated and to see what we are looking forward, and this is the restart of the economy. Finally, we want to see more ships coming to the Greek flag. And I know that most of you, especially the ship owners and the managers, understand that there are two kinds of burdens. The first is economic burdens, whether the Greek flag is more expensive or less expensive than other competitors. And we are working hard in order to lower this cost. And the second burden is the bureaucratic burden. In that end, we are running fast in order to make our ministry more client-oriented. We have introduced a new organization of the ministry that cut down the bureaucracy by half. Instead of having 8 sectors, we put them into 4 general directives. And instead of having 38 departments, we are going to have only 19 in order to make our system more efficient and to have every part of our personnel serving the Greek shipping and not putting impediments to the Greek shipping. I know that in this effort and towards this end, we need fresh ideas, and therefore we are in very close cooperation with the whole community, with the Union of Ship Owners, with the Chamber of Shipping, but with the sector as a whole, and personally with a lot of you, in order to facilitate this change. Ladies and gentlemen, before concluding, I would like to say a few words about the person that you are going to honor in a few minutes. When I was a young MP, I was responsible for shipping in the opposition party. We were at the opposition at that time, of Nea Dimokratia. And one of the biggest challenges that I had to face was the new framework for the liberalization of the coastal shipping and the introduction in Greece of the European directive for the liberalization of the coastal shipping. At that time, the coastal shipping of Greece was in a great turmoil. And there was one person that had a clear vision and the determination to work not under a protectionist environment, but under free and open competition. And this was Pericles Panagopoulos. And I really want to thank him publicly because he has been my tutor in on how competitiveness means growing, competitiveness means better services, competitiveness means more transparent economic relations. And I think that since competitiveness is still what we are looking for Greek economy, I think that the fact that today we are going to honor Pericles Panagopoulos, who have succeeded in both passenger and commercial shipping, I think it's a great choice. I would like to thank you all for your attention. I know that it's unprecedented, this attention that you show to a speaker in front of a lunch, and I'm very and particularly honored. I want to thank Nikos Bornozis and Olga Bornozis for their friendship all these years and for this warm welcome. And I want to wish you all safe seas and San Nicolas at your bow. Thank you.